The head of the main UN aid agency in the war-battered Gaza Strip has warned that its work is collapsing after 9 donor countries decided to cut funding. The United States and other countries made the decision after allegations surfaced that several agency employees had participated in the deadly Hamas attack against Israel 4 months ago. That attack had triggered the Israel-Hamas war. The UN agency has said that the employees were fired and are under investigation. The agency is the main aid provider in besieged Gaza, providing food and shelter to hundreds of thousands of people. The head of the agency wrote Saturday that he is shocked at the announced funding cuts. U.S. negotiators say that they're making progress on a potential agreement in which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas in Gaza for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 hostages who were captured in the October 7th attack on Israel. That's according to 2 senior administration officials who requested anonymity to discuss the sensitive talks. The yet-to-be-sealed deal would play out over 2 phases. In the first phase, fighting would stop to allow for the remaining women, elderly, and wounded hostages to be released by Hamas. Israel and Hamas would then aim to work out details during the first 30 days of the pause for a second phase. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has pressed Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi during talks in Thailand to use China's influence with Iran to ease tensions, and Chinese leader and have the President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping talk as well. The Thailand meetings also took place after a ruling party candidate opposed by Beijing won Taiwan's recent presidential election, and U.S. and Chinese military officials resumed the once-frozen dialogue, and they played out as attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to threaten global shipping in the Red Sea.
Voters in Taiwan recently repelled a wave of disinformation seeking to undermine their democracy ahead of the election earlier this month. In doing so, the island can offer lessons to the U.S. and other nations holding their own elections amid the threat of foreign disinformation. Experts say Taiwan was able to rebuff China's efforts to meddle with its democracy by taking the challenge of disinformation seriously. When rumors and hoaxes about voting discrepancies popped up, the government and independent fact-check groups responded aggressively and quickly. China views Taiwan as its own territory. A report by DoubleThink Lab found that China used propaganda and disinformation in an effort to undermine its democracy. Mexico is acknowledging that at least 2 well-known Mayan ruin sites are unreachable by visitors because of cartel violence or land disputes. The 2 tourist guides in the southern state of Chiapas say that the routes to other sites are plagued by drug gang checkpoints, and many groups are avoiding trips there as well. The government seems unconcerned, though, and there's even an anger that anyone would suggest there is a problem. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policy is to downplay gang violence, even as the cartels take over the more territory in Mexico. Both guides say the imposing temple complex in one area is still open and perfectly safe for visitors, but there are still fears that tourism could be damaged in Chiapas as well as other areas. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.